This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
We're broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado. You've tuned in to The Weekend with Michael Brown. I don't know why, but I'm glad that you have. Really happy to have you joining the program today. So, you know, we got rules of engagement. They're pretty easy to follow. I think even you numbskulls can follow the rules of engagement for this program. If you want to send me a message, it's real easy to do. On your message app, use this number, 33103, 33103, keyword Mike or Michael, and that you can tell me anything or ask me anything. And it was kind of funny because I always tell people, and I mean this, I read every single text message, and I'm reading them all the time. And this week, I forget what day it was, it doesn't make any difference. And I sat down, and I was getting ready to watch something on television, and I thought, oh, I haven't looked at text messages in a while. And somebody asked me a question, and I don't respond to all of them, but this was a fairly personal question. And so I responded to it, and the reply was, oh, you really do read all of your text messages. Well, duh. Do you think I come out in here and just lie about it? Oh, send me a text message. And then never look at them? Of course I look at them. And then do me a favor. Actually, I'm going to grovel a little bit here. X, formerly known as Twitter, is going through, which is fine with me. Don't get me wrong. I'm happy they're doing this, but it skewers my numbers. They've changed their algorithm such that they've done two things. They've now, when you hover over, for example, on my account at Michael Brown USA, when you hover over the date that I joined X, it will show you the country of origin, the country where I downloaded the app, and whether I'm using the mobile or the desktop app. It'll give you all sorts of location information. So that now you can actually see that there are a lot of foreign accounts that present themselves as U.S. accounts, and they're clearly bots, or it's a sort of counterintelligence operation going on, you know, out of Yemen or Bangkok or, you know, Lord knows where, trying to influence how Americans think about particular issues. So I'm really glad they've done that. But also in the process, they're starting to look for and eliminate bots or fake accounts. You know, now a bot is just an account that is designed as a computer program to just automatically, you know, go follow somebody and then, you know, respond like or, you know, say stupid things, and they can just send it out to millions of people. And it skewers everything. Well, Musk has changed the algorithm, and they're starting to get rid of those, which I'm happy with. But that also means I've lost probably about 1,000 followers, just about 1,000 followers, which is fine because that means that it's cleaning up the people that interact with me, and I'd rather interact with, you know, legitimate goobers as opposed to fake goobers. So if you want to follow me, please do that, and let's get those numbers back up. It's at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. So this week, after, what, 5+ years, almost 6 years now, they found the bomber. Yes, they found the bomber. And Jake Tapper couldn't wait to talk about it.
Welcome to The Lead. I'm Jake Tapper. After nearly 5 years of investigation, the FBI finally
announced that they had arrested a suspect accused of planting pipe bombs near the Republican and Democratic National Committee headquarters the night before the January 6, 2021 Capitol attack. Brian Cole Jr., a 30-year-old white man from the D.C. suburbs, is charged with transporting an explosive device.
A 30-year-old white man from Woodbridge, Virginia. That's interesting because they flashed a photograph of this suspect, and he's a black person. Now, am I going to impute some sort of malicious activity on the part of Jake Tapper? Damn right I am. You absolutely better believe I am, because this is the same guy that for 4 years covered the Biden administration, even interviewed Biden personally, and then at the end of the Biden term, Shazam, he may have been asleep at the switch. So I think I'll write a book about it. I'll get me a co-author, somebody to do all the heavy lifting, and we'll write a book. You know, we'll splash my name on it, and I'll go out and I'll do all of the interviews about and sell this book about how Biden for 4 years was incapable of doing the job. So, yeah, Jake Tapper doesn't have any credibility with me whatsoever. And so I do impugn that here he or his producers either knew what they were doing or they weren't paying any attention. And if you're not paying any attention when you're doing a newscast, then shame on you. And I've been in those rooms when they do newscasts. I've been sitting right next to an anchor on Fox News or Newsmax or CNN somewhere where, you know, you're sitting there in the you're off camera, but you're still sitting at the anchor desk, and you can see what they're reading on the teleprompter. And you can see based on the monitors in front of you what is being fed out to the audience. So Jake Tapper and his producers, he's reading from a teleprompter. He announces that they've arrested a white guy, and then they put up a picture of the actual suspect, and, he's a black man. Where was the producer? Where was Jake? Why didn't anybody say, oh, I'm sorry, I meant to say a black suspect, not a white suspect? Yeah, I don't trust. I literally do not trust them. Having seen what they did to, or tried to do anyway, to my life, and then watching stories like this, then I got to tell you, no, I don't believe it for a second. But beyond that, let's get to something I want you to think about. Do you think at the time of this bombing, back on, you know, when the day the music almost died, the day that the Republic almost failed, the director of the FBI was Christopher Wray. Do you think that the FBI failed in pursuing and finding this suspect? All of you who think so, raise your hands. Okay, now, the next question is, do you think the FBI betrayed us? Raise your hand. Yeah, that's kind of what I think, too. 4 years of so-called failure in the D.C. pipe bomber case, I think suggests an honest but incompetent effort on behalf of the world's foremost investigative agency to find the person who planted a functioning and potentially dead pipe bomb just outside the headquarters of both the Democrat National Committee and the Republican National Committees on the night of January 5, 2021, the night before the attack, as Jake Tapper calls it, or the riots on January 6. The reality, however, I think, is that the FBI spent years persecuting every grandmother, every tourist, every innocent person who just happened to be at the Capitol grounds, who wandered into the Capitol on January 6th. Now, those who actually, you know, committed some acts of violence or vandalism, I believe they should have been charged and should have been prosecuted. But I don't think that was the FBI's. I think the FBI was more interested in going after the grandmothers than they were actually going after the people that, may have planted functioning pipe bombs outside the headquarters of the two major parties that operate this country. Yes. I think it was actually a betrayal, and I'll explain why next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Be sure and follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. Text lines always open, 33103, keyword Michael. I'll be right back.
Stacy, are you wearing yoga pants to go shopping?
Oh, we're not going out shopping. We're staying in with JTV.
I love jewelry television. Their pearls, their lab-grown diamond jewelry.
Oh, hello. What about their Italian gold and moissanite fire?
Okay, but what about the guys on my holiday list?
Relax. JTV has gifts galore, even for men, like watches and sunglasses.
Watch JTV live and on streaming or shop JTV.com for up to 80% off select items.
Ready to shop?
Yes, but can I borrow a pair of sweats?
As President Trump cuts the markets free from Washington red tape and job-killing regulations, the stage is set for life-changing stock market gains across defense, healthcare, energy, manufacturing, and more. Yet most Americans are at risk of missing out on the biggest fortunes this transformation could create. To change that, a new financial intelligence initiative, Money and Power, has been launched. The full details are revealed in an exclusive interview now available at insider2025.com. Paid for by Paradigm Press.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce is working every day to make our community a better place to live, work, and do business. When you join the Chamber, you become part of a network that stands up for local employers, supports our workforce, and helps shape the future of Reading. Your membership fuels advocacy at City Hall and in Sacramento, promotes tourism through Visit Reading, and strengthens the business community that keeps our economy moving. If you believe in building a stronger Reading, we invite you to join us. Visit ReadingChamber.com to learn more.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
This is Carl Vaught. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Celebrate the holiday season at Reading Garden of Lights. Open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights. Plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Reading. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, welcome back to this is Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text line's always open, 33103, keyword Micro Michael. And then on your podcast app, be sure and subscribe to the program. It's The Situation with Michael Brown. And I know that's different than The Weekend with Michael Brown. But we just have one podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. If you hit that subscribe button, leave a 5-star review, then that will download all 5 days of my weekday program that also broadcasts from Denver, plus the weekend program, which we broadcast out of Denver, Colorado. So be sure and subscribe to the podcast. So I want you to think about this. Kash Patel says that we did not discover any new information. Oh. And then he goes on to say, we re-examined every piece of evidence, sifted through all the data, something that the prior administration refused and failed to do. Wow. Let that sink in for a moment. So the pipe bomber committed his crime in the most heavily surveilled area of probably the most heavily surveilled city in the entire world, and nothing happened. I've been to both the DNC and the RNC. I've actually walked through those doors. Don't ask me why I was at the Democrat National Committee, but yes, I've had to go there for meetings. But it is one of those places where, if you're like me, with my background as the undersecretary, you'll soon learn, and it's pretty easy now to recognize that everywhere you go, we're being surveilled, we're being watched. So that occurs a little over 5 years ago. And the FBI was able to, within days of January 6th, positively identify hundreds of Trump supporters who were at the Capitol that day, and then branch out all across the fruited plain to conduct armed raids pre-dawn at the homes of people that were on the Capitol grounds. And yet, while they were able to do that, the rotten at the top FBI and the Biden two-tier Justice Department somehow couldn't manage to find this one guy. We find hundreds of others, but we can't find the one guy. And the surveillance was just as heavy at the RNC and DNC as it is at the United States Capitol. Wow. Now, the guy is apparently 30-year-old Brian Cole. He's from Woodbridge, Virginia. That's a suburb of the D.C. area, that just south on I-95. He'll be arraigned in D.C. federal court, or has been arraigned in D.C. federal court. He is a black man, and he's apparently a Trump-hating social justice advocate, not some fringy, bearded, knuckle-dragging, white Trumper that they were all trying to arrest, based on their January 6th tour of the Capitol Rotunda. So he doesn't fit the narrative, does he? No, he doesn't fit the narrative, which is why Kash Patel and Pam Bondi and the president need to be out front emphasizing what a great job was done here, because I think they did do a good job. Democrat Senator Mark Warner from Virginia, where the suspect lives, was really desperate to try to attempt and divert attention from this dirtbag's political affiliation to change everything that Patel and Donald Trump are doing at the FBI are really bad, because he says, quote, this is Senator Warner, how much earlier could we have caught this guy if resources haven't been diverted? Okay, let's think about the timeline. This shows you how stupid sometimes U.S. senators are. How much earlier could we have caught this guy if resources had not been diverted? So this occurred on January 5, 2021. Trump gets elected in November of 2024 and doesn't take office until, about 11 months ago on January 20th, 2025. So they had 5 years to try to find this guy. And Trump's found the guy, or Kash Patel and the FBI and the Department of Justice have found the guy in less than 1 year. Well, if you really want to ask how much earlier, Senator Warner, can we have caught this guy if the resources hadn't been diverted? Well, about 4 years earlier, as it turns out, which gets back to my question about, did the FBI fail us, or did the FBI betray us? Now, the smoking gun of the pre-Trump FBI's lie, that's easy, and it's pretty clear. Georgia Republican Congressman Barry Loudermilk's House Administration Oversight Subcommittee said more than a year ago that the cell phone carriers, Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, that, quote, they have told Congress they possess intact phone usage data from the vicinity where two pipe bombs were planted just before the January 6th Capitol riot. And this revelation is, quote, directly disputing FBI testimony that agents could not identify a suspect because the phone data was corrupted. Oh, turns out that was a lie. They didn't fail us. They betrayed us. So as Kash Patel put it in his press conference, we went back, he said, and looked at the cell phone tower data dumps. We went back and looked at the providers and what information they provided pursuant to every single search warrant at the time and asked questions such as, why weren't all these phone numbers scrubbed? Why aren't they connected? And why wasn't there any geolocation data done? Now, that is, he said, I love this sentence. He said, quote, that is either sheer incompetence or complete intentional negligence, and neither of which is acceptable for this FBI. If there was ever a great moment for Kash Patel, Dan Bongino, and the entire FBI, this is it. And that was precisely a almost perfect thing to say. It's a good thing I wasn't the FBI director, because I probably would have taken a step further and really called out Christopher Wray and everybody else. But that's why I'm not the FBI director, because you don't want to give away too much, but you do want to send a signal to all the politicians out there and send a signal to everybody that works in the bureaucracy of the FBI that, this looks like either sheer incompetence or complete intentional negligence, because that sends a signal to all the current employees of the FBI that we may just try to look at, how did you handle this investigation? And maybe we can find some people in here, not that there is or is not, I'm just saying we should go look. Maybe there were some people that were trying to intentionally not find this particular guy. Now, apparently, the FBI had also foraged through all the purchases of the necessary bomb-making equipment, which included more than 200,000 purchases of the type of pipe end caps that were used in the DC pipe bombs. You know, when you step back from this story, you soon begin to realize that what really took place here was true gumshoe detective work. FBI doing what the FBI really is good at, and that is conducting criminal investigations based on the evidence and letting the evidence take you where you need to go, as opposed to, oh, let's just go find some people and then find the evidence to back up the case. Here's just an armchair investigative tip. Instead of poring over the purchase receipts of umpteen thousand pipe end caps at Home Depot, Lowe's, or Ace Hardware, or where else, why not first narrow your search to say, oh, all the purchasers of an exceedingly rare pair of Nike Air Max Speed Turf shoes in the black, gray, yellow, and in the size fitting the profile of a 5'7" person that they've been looking for years that was right there in that videotape. How about that? I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Ambition just met its match with Robinhood. Trade stocks and ETFs, options, futures, and crypto all on one platform. Get started today at Robinhood.com/your money. Your money, your move. All investments involve risk, including loss of principal. Options, futures, and crypto trading carry significant risk and may not suit all investors. Securities offered through Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Futures trading is offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Crypto offered through Robinhood Crypto LLC, NMLS ID 1702840, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Portfolio management offered by Robinhood Strategies, an SEC registered advisor.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I spent years living in fear of calcium oxalate crystal stones, always afraid of when the next one would hit. Now I just take Kidney Cop.
Battling calcium oxalate stones? It's time to try Kidney Cop, a doctor-recommended kidney supplement that has been shown in laboratory tests to reduce the growth rate of calcium oxalate crystals by 99%. Get Kidney Cop today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion.
It's that easy.
Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week.
And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize.
And a pair of tickets for our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party.
For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Here's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Boy, it was a crazy week in politics. Politics is crazy anyway. But Congressman Henry Cuellar, a congressman from South Texas, he had been indicted and he had been charged, indicted, charged, and convicted of some sort of bribery scheme. I forget what it was. And doesn't really matter to the story. But after the conviction, Trump pardoned him.
First of all, I want to thank President Trump for this action that he took. On behalf of my wife and my family, I want to say thank you. I think the facts have been very clear about this, but I would also say I want to thank God for standing during this very difficult time with my family and I. Now we can get back to work. Nothing has changed. We will continue working hard. In fact, right now I got another congressman. We're working on some legislation, but I just wanted for now, that is my statement.
Yeah. And he's not going to change parties either. Don't get excited and think that he's going to change parties.
So I was just going to ask you about the pardon and how it came about and your reaction to what the president decided to do.
Well, you know, first of all, I was being asked by the media what I thought about the pardon. I said, what pardon on it? And from there, they told me it was mine. I said, oh. And so I said, I'll call back. Let me read it. So I read it. And I'm certainly very thankful to the president. Very thankful to the president. Also very thankful to God. You know, it was a very difficult time for my family, my daughters, my wife. Very difficult time, but we came through this. We're going to continue focusing on work, and we're going to focus on work. And we're ready to move forward on work. But again, I certainly want to thank the president for this part.
Do you think you might change parties after this pardon?
Nothing has changed. I'm a conservative blue dog. I will work with the president like
I'm a conservative blue dog Democrat, and I ain't going to change parties. So Trump's decision to pardon this particular congressman from Texas has really stunned a lot of people, especially those who have followed Cuellar's corruption for years. There are people who were involved in uncovering key pieces of Cuellar's misconduct during his indictment by the Department of Justice, and lots of people helped expose the foreign bribes that he took from Azerbaijan and Mexico, and they documented all the disturbing irregularities in his 2024 congressional race against a Republican down in Texas by the name of Jay Furman. Now, Cuellar's record is not misunderstood. It is not exaggerated. It is exactly what it looks like. The record of a profoundly corrupt politician. And I think that's why the Trump pardon feels, at least on the surface, kind of impossible to justify. But politics is rarely clean. And in this case, it's pretty clear, as uncomfortable as it is, that I think Trump made the right strategic call. The charges against Cuellar remain some of the most serious that have ever been sought against a sitting member of Congress. According to the indictment, Cuellar and his wife accepted about $600,000 in bribes from an Azerbaijan state-owned oil company, SOCAR, and from Mexico's Banco Azteca. And that money was funneled through shell companies that were owned by Cuellar's wife, and they were disguised as consulting fees. And the prosecutors in the case say that nobody really performed, or they performed little or no work for those massive payouts. That kind of corruption started, or that particular scheme, I should say, began probably about more than a decade ago. That was after they had traveled on a CODEL, a congressional trip, to Turkey and Azerbaijan on a trip that was funded by a nonprofit out of Houston. And what looked like routine travel then started to evolve into a years-long exchange of influence, cash, and policy favors. Prosecutors detailed the direct communications between Cuellar and Azerbaijan's ambassador to the United States, including discussions about contracts and legislation that would benefit the Azerbaijan government. One of the contracts alone provided about $20,000 a month to Cuellar's wife, one of the companies, up through about 2019. Now, let's go to Mexico, because Cuellar's work for Mexican interests wasn't any better. It was actually just as bad. Banco Azteca agreed to pay Cuellar's wife $12,000 per month, plus potential bonuses up to $500,000, in return for Cuellar's help in weakening U.S. regulations. And then he pushed to soften anti-money laundering language offering insider updates to bank executives and even texted them while looking at legislation that was moving through Congress. So to hide all these operations, what Cuellar did was he used intermediaries who later pleaded guilty to money laundering, including his longtime associate, Florencio Lencho Rendon, and his former chief of staff. And when the FBI raided Cuellar's home in Laredo, Texas back in 2022, the depth of the scheme became unavoidable. Corruption doesn't get much clearer than this. And still, Trump issued a full and complete pardon. It wasn't a commutation. It wasn't, you know, it was just a complete pardon. That begs the question, why would Trump do this? Why in the world would Trump do something like this? Because Cuellar is not a typical Democrat. Now, what I'm about to talk about is just pure inside the beltway politics. May not like it, not asking you to like it or dislike it. I'm just telling you what it is. He is, Cuellar is, probably one of the, if not the only remaining moderate in the Democrat Party. He's pro-border security. He's critical of the far-left nut jobs. And he's increasingly isolated within the Democrat caucus. And Trump understands political realignment better than any figure in American politics today. South Texas is already shifting toward the Republican Party. And a figure like Henry Cuellar, who has until Monday to change his party registration for the next election cycle, could accelerate that shift dramatically. Now, he has said he's not going to do it. But I don't think he needs to do it. If Trump can flip even a single Democrat of Cuellar's stature, or simply secure his open support, that sends a national message. The national message is the realignment is growing and the Democrat coalition is cracking from within. Now, I don't like seeing Henry Cuellar walk away from accountability. And based on everything that I've read, his dealings with foreign governments, the money laundering, the election inconsistencies, he deserves consequences, not clemency. But the pardon was needed for a broader strategy, because in the balance of power in Congress, South Texas, and in the broader political landscape, Trump made a very difficult but ultimately correct political calculation. And sometimes, leadership, unfortunately, requires choosing the move that feels wrong, but strengthens the future of the country. And Trump's pardon of Henry Cuellar could be one of those moments, playing that 4D chess and playing it from a 30,000-foot level, which looks okay, but when you look down just at the nitty-gritty, ooh, it just kind of makes you feel dirty. But what about that realignment? Is it real? Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Stacey, are you wearing yoga pants to go shopping?
Oh, we're not going out shopping. We're staying in with JTV.
I love jewelry television. Their pearls, their lab-grown diamond jewelry.
Oh, hello. What about their Italian gold and moissanite fire?
Okay, but what about the guys on my holiday list?
Relax. JTV has gifts galore, even for men, like watches and sunglasses.
Watch JTV live and on streaming or shop JTV.com for up to 80% off select items.
Ready to shop?
Yes, but can I borrow a pair of sweats?
North Valley Distributing, major supplier of electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. Check out our website at northvalleydistributing.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Eden Theater Company presents Once Upon a Christmas Night, an exciting, original, family-friendly show about the wonder of Christmas.
Join us at the David Marr Theater at 2200 Eureka Way, December 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7 p.m. Tickets are only $20. You may purchase them online at eventbrite.com. Simply search Eden Theater Company.
Enjoy beloved holiday classics such as...
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Maybe it's cold. Maybe it's cold outside.
Don't miss Eden Theater Company's Once Upon a Christmas Night on December 5th, 6th, and 7th at 7 p.m. at the David Marr Theater at 2200 Eureka Way. Tickets are just $20 on Eventbrite.com. Search Eden Theater Company Once Upon a Christmas Night or purchase your tickets at the door. It's an evening you won't forget.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Celebrate Christmas Eve and Day at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us for Christmas Eve or Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holiday special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Republican plus 10.5%. That equates to about 1.4 Republican voters. So they've made another gain in November, pushing the state to R plus 10.5%, nearly 3 points right of where it was in November of last year when Trump won the state by 13 points. Duval County in Florida has shifted to within a single point for the fading Democrat registration advantage, which suggests that, oh, even down in Georgia, it's beginning to get redder, because Florida's drift is predictive for both Pennsylvania and Michigan and has been since like 1952. So this is good news for Republicans. Let's go to Iowa. The net shift since November is November of 24 to December of 25 is Republicans are up about 422 voters. Doesn't sound like a lot, but listen to the percentages. In Iowa, in November 2024, Republicans were up 10.3%. Republicans are now up 10.9%. It's not much change from the previous month, but here's the way to look at it. There's no signs of slippage in the upper Midwest because Iowa is a reliable proxy for both Minnesota and, even more importantly, for Wisconsin. So you see, these are the types of numbers that the RNC and Trump, being the business guy that he is, he sees this shift. And he understands that the shifts in Florida and in Iowa are predictors for other battleground states. That's why I think that the Texas move was a strategic move. Yes. Dirty politically? Yeah. Kind of icky? Yes. But for the overall health of the country and trying to keep this realignment moving, I understand why he did it. You may not like it, and that's fine, but I understand it. Let's go to Pennsylvania, which truly delivered the presidency to Trump last November. So what's happened in Pennsylvania? In November of 2024, Democrats held a 3.1% advantage. They were up by about a little over a quarter of a million voters. In December, this month, Democrats are down to only a 1.9% advantage. They've dropped from a 286,000 voter advantage down to only a 170,000 voter advantage. And when you look at some of the key counties, like Philadelphia, for example, Philadelphia has dropped by about half a percentage point. Allegheny County has dropped from 26.5% down to 25.9%. Montgomery County has dropped from 15.2% down to 15.1%. And Northampton County has dropped from 5.1% down to 3.6%. So Scott Pressler, who is out talking about what's going on in Pennsylvania, he's sounding the alarm, but he's doing that because he's trying to keep revving up the base. But I think the alarm, while I would not criticize Scott whatsoever for doing so, I would look at it and say the net change to the voter rolls shows the slightest of Democrat gains. But when you investigate the 67 counties, it suggests the change was probably because of just registration maintenance after the November elections. Democrats have lost over 40% of the registration advantage they held in November of 2024 when Trump won the state comfortably. That shows that's the realignment that I'm talking about from Texas that's playing out in other states. Go to North Carolina. Remember how everybody was all concerned about North Carolina? In November of 2024, North Carolina held a Democrat advantage of about 1.3%. They had a little over 105,000 registered Democrat advantage over Republicans. This month, that has dropped to a 0% advantage. Democrats are only up about 3,000 votes. They've gone from 105,000 vote advantage. I should say registration, not voters, registration. That's a more precise word to use. So in North Carolina, Democrats have gone from 105,000 registration advantage down to only 1,000 registration advantage. And when you look at some of the key counties, Mecklenburg County, for example, they've dropped from a 20.3 advantage down to a 19.8%. And in Wake County, they've gone from 13.1%, Democrats have, down to 12.6%. So Democrats are moving in the wrong direction. Republicans are moving in the right direction. Democrats still have an overall voter registration advantage. For example, The overall voter registration, as I said, in North Carolina is still an advantage to the Democrats, but it's gone from 105,000 down to only 3,000. So the North Carolina's first December update, which we'll get later in the month, puts Democrats below 2,000 for overall registration advantage. I think there's a possibility that North Carolina will flip Republican by the end of the year, and that will continue on into the next year. Now, whether former Democrat Governor Roy Cooper, who's running for the U.S. Senate in North Carolina, might make a difference. But Republicans need all the help they can get. I think that the Republican-held seat in North Carolina is one of two Republican Senate seats at risk in the midterms. And the next Republican presidential candidate, if those trends persist, could carry North Carolina by at least 5 points. This is the realignment that's taking place that Trump is paying attention to. Let's go up to New Hampshire. New Hampshire is interesting because in November of 2024, Republicans held a 4.3% advantage. This month, that has gone to a 5.2% advantage. In other words, they've increased Republican registration from a little over 38,000 to almost 50,000. So, New Hampshire remains the most likely Republican flip for the 2028 presidential election. And in the meantime, they've got several important races on the ballot in 2026, like a U.S. Senate seat and the battle for the first congressional district, which Democrat Chris Pappas will vacate to run for that Senate seat, leaving a open House seat. In the Senate seat, if those numbers continue, New Hampshire could become pivotal. I know, it's a small state, but when you're counting, you know, every electoral vote that you can get, yeah, it becomes incredibly important. Arizona. I love Arizona. Not only because my daughter lives there, I just love Arizona because its politics is so screwed up. But look at these numbers. In November 2024, Republicans held a 6.8% advantage, a almost 300,000 voter registration advantage that has now gone to a Republican 7.5% and an almost 328,000 Republican advantage. That's a shift, a very significant shift in Arizona. And that's what Trump is watching in Texas, too. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have a history of those dreadful calcium oxalate stones? Well, KidneyCop is here to help. Shown in laboratory testing to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. Yes, 99%. Don't wait. Start taking KidneyCop Calcium Oxalate Protector today. That's KidneyCop, C-O-P, KidneyCop. Order today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. That's Amazon, Walmart, or KidneyCop.com.
If you need extra cash this holiday season, WeFixMoney.com could help you get up to $5,000, sometimes the same day. WeFixMoney.com has helped customers get emergency cash for 17 years and is rated A by the Better Business Bureau. If you need money for gifts, bills, childcare, or anything else this holiday season, go to WeFixMoney.com. It's free to use, available 24/7, and you're not required to accept any loan offers. Go to the website you can trust, WeFixMoney.com, WeFixMoney.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news at Town Hall. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republican Congressman Andy Biggs of Arizona blames the high cost of goods and services these days on trillions of dollars in wasteful government spending during the previous administration.
If you devalue your currency, which is what Joe Biden did when he put out $7 trillion of non-productive cash into the nation, what he did is he devalued our currency, which caused the inflation that you saw under him.
Biggs says prices also rose in part as a result of the millions of illegal aliens that snuck into the country during the Biden years. The president is attacking Democrats' affordability theme, labeling it a con job. Mr. Trump argues the party created inflation under Biden policies and now hides behind those slogans. He says tariff rebates and energy policy show his administration is taking real action. Economist Steve Moore has a message for those who criticize America's economy.
There are 7 million job openings in the United States today. 7 million. So that's a near an all-time record high. So for people who want to work and have a skill, there are jobs out there.
Most voters favor the president's proposal to return tariff revenues to households. Rasmussen Reports finds 62% of respondents approve of the $2,000 proposed payments. Only 29% say they're opposed. Looking ahead to college costs for families, starting next year, Trump accounts will be available. The money will be invested and available to children when they turn 18, Treasury Department official Luke Pettit explains.
All children can set up these accounts beginning the 4th of July next year, but eligible children born during the administration, so that's calendar years 25 through 28, will receive a $1,000 contribution from Treasury, and then the money will be there for parents to claim for their children.
Pettit spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. You'll find more of these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Gallagher. The holidays are right around the corner, and you know what that means. Travel, gifts, family gatherings, and a whole lot of spending. Here's a way to get ahead of it all. Call my friends Mike and Brian and the team at Fellowship Home Loans. Rates have dropped again. That means you could refinance, lower your monthly payment, even skip your next two mortgage payments. That's right, 2 months with no mortgage payment. Put away the checkbook. Keep that money for the holidays. You won't be making any more payments till 2026. Maybe you're not looking to refinance, but you need access to cash. Well, Fellowship now offers their own HELOC and line of credit. Approval just takes a few minutes, and you can have funds in your account in as little as 4 days. Use it to pay off bills, finish a renovation, or simply get ready for the new year. Just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
The White House has created a hall of shame targeting news outlets it says are biased.
President Donald Trump has been criticizing legacy news outlets since his first term as fake news. Some of Trump's attacks now have turned personal. Last month alone, saying quiet piggy to a female reporter, calling a reporter from the New York Times ugly both inside and out, and publicly telling an ABC News journalist she was a terrible reporter. The new portal also contains an offender hall of shame of articles the White House deems unfair, and a leaderboard ranking outlets with the most pieces that the administration objects to. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Florida's Republican-dominated congressional delegation is urging the administration to drop a plan that would allow new oil drilling off the Florida coast. A letter signed by Republican Senators Rick Scott and Ashley Moody said it could disrupt tourism in Florida. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. House Republicans are increasingly airing their grievances about party leadership.
With Republicans holding on to a slim majority, House Speaker Mike Johnson already has a difficult job. To make matters worse, his fellow GOP lawmakers are venting their frustrations in public. Over the past week, a member of Johnson's own leadership team openly accused him of lying. Rank-and-file Republicans acted unilaterally to force votes, and a leadership-backed bill failed. Johnson told reporters that getting upset is part of the process, but he's urging Republicans to share their concerns privately with him, not on social media. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A judge has dismissed the mortgage fraud case against New York Attorney General Letitia James grand jury in Virginia rejected the Justice Department's request for a new indictment against James. It's a latest setback for federal prosecutors. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComp.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Kick off your week up facts. Tune in to KCNR every Monday at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for unbiased reporting, we deliver the real deal on what's happening in our county. Crisp updates and honest discussions that matter. Got a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or DM them at townhallbrief on linktree.com. The Town Hall Brief, your trusted source for local news. Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Get into the holiday spirit at the Shasta College Country Christmas Fair and Tree Sale. Join us Saturday and Sunday, December 6th and 7th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm. Pick up the perfect Christmas tree, shop for unique holiday gifts, and enjoy festive activities. Make holiday crafts with your children or write a letter to Santa and even meet Father Christmas. Military and first responders receive a special tree discount at checkout. Don't miss this warm and welcoming holiday tradition at the Shasta College Farm.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrubs. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heating and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Redding Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
A lot of these programs that are administered by the state are actually funded by taxpayers across the country. So in Colorado, for example, or Minnesota, it doesn't make any difference. You pick your own state. You have a SNAP program, you know, Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, the food stamp program, or you have, you know, Medicaid, whatever it is. That is funded, yes, part of it. Some of it may be funded by some state dollars, but the majority of the money comes from the federal government. And so you can ignore a state like Minnesota at your own peril. Instead, you ought to pay attention to what goes on in a state like Minnesota and I really don't give a rat's ass whether you're a red state or a blue state. You ought to be asking questions of your political leadership in your state. Hey, what's going on here? What's happening here? What's most alarming about Minnesota is the growing evidence that this was not just a negligence, you know, just people just not doing their jobs, but a breakdown in accountability that was so bad that it was allowed to flourish under the watch of the actual state leadership, whom, including the governor himself, Tim Walz, and I think they actually knew what was going on. I can't prove that, but I think as we continue the investigation, we should not be surprised to find out later that, yeah, they kind of knew about it. In fact, I don't want to bury the lead too much here, but we have whistleblowers in Minnesota who have been trying to sound the alarm, saying that the governor knew about this, that the director of their social services system, their human health and human services system, and that the bureaucrats that administer the program, they all knew about it. Wow. So this scandal now sits, I think, at a broader national debate that has questions that have to be answered. How did this happen? What does it mean for our immigration policies as we move forward? And is it possible to reestablish a firm expectation from taxpayers for those coming into the country that you need to be able to take care of yourself, you need to be able to sustain your own life, and if you cannot do that, then you can't come to the country? Oh, Michael, you can't do that. Wait a minute. What do you mean I can't do that? That's what the existing laws require. So just like we just needed a new president in order to shut the flow of illegal immigration coming into the country, we now need that same president to step up and say, you know what, we're going to enforce this, and I'll get to this later in the program, but we're going to force him to just stop this immigration. And if you want to come here, then you need to be able to speak English. You need to, you know, show that you have, you don't have any communicable diseases, and that you have the ability to sustain yourself. Either you have someone you're going to live with that's going to take care of you, or you have a job, or you're an able-bodied person that can find a job. And these cases out of Minnesota have rightfully sparked outrage, and people are asking, how could this abuse have gone on for so long? But I think there's another question. Not only, you know, how could it have continued for so long, but who's responsible for allowing it, and how did we stop it from, and I'll never say this, never happening again, because there will always be fraud. But this is on the scale of, if we're looking at a scale of fraud of 1 to 10, this is a 10. I'm willing to accept. I told you, you know, I was testifying before Congress one time, and we were testifying about fraud in some of the programs coming out of FEMA DHS. And I said, we do everything we can to prevent fraud, but there will always be fraud. It's part of the cost of doing business. We have to minimize it. We have to mitigate against it. We have to work and investigate. That's what the Inspector General's for. We try to do everything we can to put accountability measures in place, but there are people who will always try to cheat and find a way to get, you know, to do this. And so if I want to go find fraud in a program, I can. I hope it's only $1,000. But if I find $1,000 in fraud, I'm not going to be surprised. You would have thought I had committed some sort of blasphemy by saying that there will always be fraud. Well, I'm telling you, in any, you know, if you work for any size organization, there's fraud in it. It may be de minimis, but there is fraud. You know why? Because human beings are involved. Now, according to the White House, the scandal involving the fraudulent diversion of taxpayer funds cost the taxpayers about $1 billion. Now, that alone ought to shake everybody's confidence in oversight, not only at the state level, but at the federal level. There have been 86 individuals charged so far. 78 are of Somali ancestry. And that's prompted high-level federal intervention. The U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, is reportedly planning what's being described as a surge of enforcement in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul. That's a crackdown that officials say is necessary, that I would agree is necessary too. in light of the immigrant communities tied to the fraud investigation? If it were any other organization, any other group of people, we'd be screaming, yes, we want investigations. We want to find out whether this is systemic to this particular community. Pick an Indian tribe. If it's a particular Indian tribe, investigate them. By the way, that's not racist. That's just being good fiduciaries of the money that you and I work hard every single week that gets confiscated by the federal government that then gets wasted in fraudulent cases like this. But how was this allowed to fester so long in the first place? I'll answer that next. I'll be right back.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up. I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LEAD25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LEAD25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LEAD25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you listening. Tell your friends and enemies about the program so that they can, you know, if you got somebody that I might, you know, piss off, be sure and tell them too. How did this fraud occur in the first place? Now, a lot of sources that I read and study suggest that there's been a combination of systemic negligence. There's obviously inadequate oversight, duh. But there's also a political hesitancy that created this fertile ground for abuse. One overriding fact. It's just a fact. You don't have to get emotional about it. You don't have to get all twisted in a pretzel about it. It's just a fact. There is a dominant Somali segment of the population where the majority of this fraud is occurring. When you have 78 out of the 86 individuals being Somali, by my calculation, that's more than half. That's approaching 75%. I haven't done the math, but it's way over half. That's just a fact. And you can draw whatever conclusions you want to from that, but maybe I'll help you along a little bit. Now, there's a White House memorandum out that argues that state and Democrat officials were, quote, reluctant, tolerating, if not tacitly allowing, the fraud because, Your Honor, the Minnesota political community was worried about the, quote, political backlash among the Somali community. And there were consistent warnings from both whistleblowers and actual audits that were, at least by my reckoning, were ignored by those in charge, likely including Democrat Governor Tim Walz himself and the Attorney General Keith Ellison. Keith Ellison would have you believe, the Attorney General, that, well, no, and to, you know, and to suggest otherwise was just trying to play politics.
And Attorney General, I want to get back to this playbook that you outlined from the president of what he does when he's backed into a corner and wants to detract attention. He also, in the past, has historically used isolated instances to justify this language of bigotry and paint.
Wow. You talk about setting up a question such that you you remember my rule about never accept the premise of a question? This reporter, this comes from a local station in Minnesota, is actually setting him up with all of the premise he needs to claim that this is all nothing but racist and political. Listen closely to how she sets the question up.
Earl, I want to get back to this playbook that you outlined from the president of what he does when he's backed into a corner and wants to detract attention. He also, in the past, has historically used isolated instances to justify this language of bigotry and paint with extremely broad brushstrokes and make these generalizations. He has owned in on this investigation into feeding our future, which your office actually prosecuted. I'm wondering if you can set the record straight here and talk a little bit about this investigation and what it entailed and how isolated it actually was.
Well, it was the U.S. Attorney's Office that actually brought the prosecutions.
So go ahead and correct her. It wasn't my office. It was actually the U.S. Attorney's Office. Yeah. So what did you do, Mr. Attorney General? See, I would interrupt him. If I were the reporter, I'd interrupt him at that point and say, oh, so the U.S. Attorney's Office did this. How come you weren't involved? Because there are obvious, I mean, clearly there's federal charges because federal taxpayer dollars are involved, but it's also being administered by the state. Mr. Attorney General, don't you have any concern or interest in the legal and the proper administration of these dollars by state officials too?
My office contributed and gave evidence and information to advance the prosecution. But I want to say thank you. And
in other words, we sent them some memos.
Hats off and congratulations to our colleagues in the U.S. Attorney's Office for a job well done. They've prosecuted over 78 of these people. But let me just say this. We all want to protect the public dollar. We want to prosecute people who engage in fraud. We are up for that. But
wait a minute. He's right. 78 have been prosecuted. Notice he doesn't tell you what, air quote here, community was prosecuted.
We can't do it on a partisan basis. We got to do it together. We can't use incidents like this to score a political point. We got to come in as a state and say, you will not steal money intended for poor people and prosecute them. That's how we protect the resources of the state of Minnesota. But I would say, you know, the president just let this guy, Mr. Gentile, walk from a pardon who I think stole about $1 billion from people. He just, the crypto fraudster, Mr. Zhao, he just got a pardon. We're watching the president is so inconsistent. How can he say we're worried about fraud and then turn around and say, oh yeah, we're going to let my friend Cheng Jinping walk after he's done all these billions of dollars worth of fraud? It's like the drug war issue. You're letting go people who move tons of cocaine into Minnesota, and on the same time, you're killing people in the name of fighting drugs. It's
this whataboutism on his part just simply does not work, because every example that he gave was of someone who had been charged, tried, and convicted. The pardon is irrelevant to the initial investigation, the trial, and the conviction. And then I wonder what Keith Ellison would have to say about trying to interdict the drug boats out of Venezuela, because my guess is he's opposed to that, even though he claims, well, he's just letting drugs flow into Minnesota. He is? How's that happening?
It's completely inconsistent, and therefore we doubt the sincerity of the claim.
So we just doubt him. We just don't believe anything the president has to say. That's pretty much what he has to say. That, I'm telling you. You guys in Minnesota, you got one hell of a political team there between Tim Walz and Keith Ellison. I'd put a hoodie on. Yeah, I'd walk around with a hoodie on, just out of embarrassment. Don't let them see your face, because the massive level of neglect, along with, I didn't mention this, but along with the expansion of those welfare programs, particularly during the COVID era, seems to have enabled the deception. Because the non-government organizations and the non-profits allegedly billed for services to non-existent children, therapy for non-existent autistic patients, and housing and food services to people who never received those services. The fraud network is reportedly massive. It spans multiple NGOs, and in some cases allegedly channeling money even out of state and abroad. Not even thinking about going to, you know, Al-Shabaab and the terrorist organization in Somalia. Yeah, there's that too. In short, weak safeguards, poor enforcement, political overcaution, and then the rapid growth of all these social welfare programs, and then government officials just turning their back. That's the perfect storm that allowed the fraud to go on for years under the radar. So, what was the president's response? Have you heard of temporary protected status? Let's talk about that next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text line's always open, 33103, keyword Michael. I'll be right back.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Are you wearing yoga pants to go shopping? Oh, we're not going out shopping. We're staying in with JTV. I love jewelry television. Their pearls, their lab-grown diamond jewelry. Oh, hello. What about their Italian gold and moissanite fire? Okay, but what about the guys on my holiday list? Relax. JTV has gifts galore, even for men, like watches and sunglasses.
Watch JTV live and on streaming or shop JTV.com for up to 80% off select items.
Ready to shop? Yes, but can I borrow a pair of sweats?
An official message from Medicare.
Medicare plans change from one year to the next. And this year, it's important for you to review your current coverage and compare all your options during Medicare open enrollment. Compare health plans, drug coverage, and costs. See if you can save some money, and don't forget to make sure your drugs are covered. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights. Open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights. Plus holiday themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
It's holiday chaos at its finest. It's Have Yourself a Crazy Little Christmas by Colin Andrew Lawless and directed by Maureen Sanders and Rhonda Albee. The tree isn't the only thing getting lit, and the family chaos makes fruitcake look stable. It's a festive fiasco of miscommunication, mischief, and merry mayhem. Perfect for anyone who thinks their own Christmas is a disaster. Running December 5th through 21st at the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown Reading. Sponsored by this station and these other pro-arts businesses.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Rare Pink, Happy Ending. Extremely limited and rare, this is a perfecto in every sense of the word. A spicy Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and luscious Nicaraguan Dominican filler. Offer up notes of oak, leather, cocoa, and spice. Proceeds from the sale of this cigar benefit breast cancer research. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
That he would immediately terminate Somali temporary protected status nationwide. And in doing so, he cited what his administration described as a state, Minnesota, had been turned into a hub of fraudulent money laundering activity. And so then just within days of that announcement, the federal authorities, ICE and others, confirmed their plans for a sweeping operation in Minneapolis-St. Paul that was going to target primarily Somali immigrants who had final deportation orders. Now, let me repeat what I just said. They're going to target primarily Somali immigrants with final deportation orders. These are Somalis who have already received their due process, who have already been issued a deportation order by an immigration judge, or a federal judge for that matter, if that happened to go that far. And so now they're subject to deportation. And Keith Ellison is just distraught over that. Why, he cannot believe that it's happening. Because they contribute a lot to Minnesota. Okay, well, we can argue. I'm sure they do contribute something, but whether it's a lot or it's X amount or how many, you know, what percentage of the Minnesota GDP is, I don't care. And I don't care because I'm more concerned about the fraud going on. Is this guilt by association? Yes. And I'll tell you why it's justified for me to claim that it's guilt by association. Because this is a closed community. This is not a place where, oh, I might be able, if I wanted to, I'd pay a heavy price for it, isolation and harassment and everything else, but it's kind of like a Chaz zone. It's kind of like, you know, in Seattle, it's kind of like a no-go zone. And they want to operate independently. Well, they want our tax dollars, but otherwise they want to operate independently. Well, it's not going to cut it, bucko. It's not going to cut it at all. Now, proponents argue that, and I think rightfully so, that ending temporary protected status and curbing immigration from regions such as Somalia is not only defensible, but it's actually necessary to preserve the integrity of the welfare and social services that are being provided to everyone, illegal alien or not. I view such steps as preventive measures that will ensure that public assistance serves those who generally meet the requirements for it. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't think the requirements ought to be tightened up. I believe they ought to be tightened up. But as they currently exist, it simply means that if you're going to preserve the integrity of the system as it currently is structured, then yes, it's justified. That would prevent those who want to exploit it from exploiting it. Those who demand strong enforcement claim, and I agree, that this is not animus toward immigrants, but it's about upholding accountability. It's about protecting Minnesota taxpayers. It's about protecting all U.S. taxpayers. And something that I think is a broader concern, but it is a concern of mine, and that is restoring trust in public institutions. Because the longer we allow this kind of fraud to occur unabated and there's no reaction or response to it, that is, you know, that's like the old experiment done, I forget, the Stanford professor that did the experiment where he took the car and put it out, you know, put it in outside in, I forget, Temecula or maybe it was Stanford somewhere, and he put an abandoned car in a typical neighborhood, nothing happened. It's all about the broken windows theory. But then the hood was slightly up. But then he came back 2 weeks later, nothing had happened. And this time he took a sledgehammer and he bashed in, you know, the windshield and a couple of windows and dented it here and there. And just like ants to a dead animal out in the wilderness. He came back just a day later, or whatever it was, and the car had been completely stripped down. That is what is happening to our public institutions. And until we stand up to this fraud, waste, and abuse, and really actually start doing something about it, instead of politicians just campaigning on it, we're, the trust and the legitimacy in our public institutions will continue to erode. And you know what that eventually leads to? The demise of the republic. Well, Michael, you're being hyperbolic. No, I'm not. History proves that's the case. And then you end up with, you want a little tease here? I'm working on a story about humans hunting humans. Truly hunting humans. Because there's a current investigation occurring in a foreign country right now where they believe that is occurring. And one of the aspects of the story that I'm working on has to do with, that's because when, and you've seen it, it's human nature, unfortunately. But as things deteriorate, the rule of law disappears, trust in public institutions deteriorates. You've seen it where, you know, for example, you've seen it in a traffic jam where everybody's just, you know, stuck. And one car decides to maybe pull off and drive across the, you know, the right-hand median and get onto a frontage road or something. That one car does what? It starts everybody else doing it. Well, when our public institutions begin to deteriorate, and when the rule of law begins to deteriorate, that's when you start seeing increases in crime. And then with the increase in crime, you start to see some of these soft on crime prosecutors, and that just further enables and further encourages even more criminal activity. And the same is true with trust in public institutions. As that deteriorates, you get more and more fraud, more waste, fraud, and abuse, and pretty soon, you've just destroyed the entire country. Maybe not pretty soon, but over time, you will. But what amazes me are the including all the local leaders and all the immigration NGOs. All they're out there screaming that this decision unfairly punishes entire communities for the crimes of a few. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey pushed back. He says that targeting Somali people means that due process will be violated, mistakes will be made, American citizens will be detained for no other reason than the fact that they look like they are Somali. Did you hear what I said earlier? We're targeting Somali immigrants that have final deportation orders. Now, do mistakes get made? Yes. Law enforcement always makes mistakes. Once again, they're not perfect. They're human, and they're going to make mistakes. And we shouldn't just say, okay, well, then let's not do anything, because that's what the Minneapolis mayor is implying. Now, if you talk to any immigration experts, they will say that, this abrupt termination of temporary protected status without standard procedural safeguards, guess what? It's lawful. The National Immigration Law Center complains that there's no legal mechanism that allows the president to terminate protected status for a particular community or state that he has a beef with. Oh, but it does. Because enforcement of immigration law is squarely within the purview, the portfolio of Article 2, which is the presidency. In fact, the Immigration and Naturalization Act gives the president the authority to do pretty much anything he wants to do. Now, he is limited by the Constitution. He does have to protect due process rights. But if he wants to go after a particular community because 75 or whatever the number was, 78 out of 86 are from that community, then that's the community you want to focus on. By the way, if you go look at the National Immigration Law Center, you'll understand that, oh, we see which side of this issue you're on. I think the crackdown, for some Americans, feels like a step backward, but a backward towards something that I think we've all been clamoring for. Enforcing what Democrats like to refer to as our shared values. So let's steal that phrase. Yes, we have shared values of accountability, of discipline, of making certain that our tax dollars are treated with the fiduciary care that they should be treated with. I don't know about you, but I work hard for my money. And if you work hard for your money and it gets confiscated from you, oh, I know it's a voluntary system, but try not to pay your taxes and see how that works out. So it gets confiscated from you. And then it gets wasted like this. I'd rather just have that money back. Okay? Just give me that money back instead. Because I don't think that you're entitled to it. And quite frankly, I'm tired of people, everybody, wasting it. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text line's always open, 33103. Keyword Mike or Michael. Go follow me on X, at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
You need extra cash this holiday season. WeFixMoney.com can help you get up to $5,000, sometimes the same day. WeFixMoney.com has helped customers get emergency cash for 17 years and is rated A by the Better Business Bureau. If you need money for gifts, bills, childcare, or anything else this holiday season, go to WeFixMoney.com. It's free to use, available 24/7, and you are not required to accept any loan offered. Go to the website you can trust, WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I spent years living in fear of calcium oxalate crystal stones, always afraid of when the next one would hit. Now I just take Kidney Cop.
Battling calcium oxalate stones? It's time to try Kidney Cop, a doctor-recommended kidney supplement that has been shown in laboratory tests to reduce the growth rate of calcium oxalate crystals by 99%. Get Kidney Cop today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Out here, Christmas isn't found in bright lights or fancy gifts. It's in the hands that help, the hearts that give, and the neighbors who always show up when it matters most. At Grange Co-op, we're more than a store. We're a family of farmers, friends, and believers who never stop hoping for a better tomorrow. This season, let's gather close and celebrate what truly matters. Love, community, and the magic of being together. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Grange Co-op.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style.
Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash.
Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement featuring comedian Eric Griffin
and live band The Freshmakers.
Savor a delicious buffet. Don't miss
tickets
out.
Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats.
Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play.
Must be 21 and over.
For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate you listening. Go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. And do me a favor and subscribe to the podcast. On your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that, hit the subscribe button. Leave a 5-star review. That helps us with the algorithm. And then that will download all 5 days of the weekday program and the weekend program. So you get 6 days of me. Imagine that. Even my family can't take 6 days of me, but you can do it. Come on, I know you can do it. So we're talking about these shared values. From the perspective of shared values, welcoming immigrants who willingly abide by the law, are able to support themselves, and contribute to our society that they assimilate, I actually think that strengthens the country. And considering the low birth rate and that we depend on an economy that grows, we need immigration, legal immigration, and legal immigration that does those things I just said. People who assimilate, are willing to abide by our laws, support themselves, and contribute to our society, that makes the nation stronger. But when you have this kind of large-scale fraud, all the welfare abuse, and even the criminal activity that in and of itself is what's going on, plus the criminal activity that comes along with people who are engaging in fraud, because there's other fraud or there's other criminal activity besides the fraud itself, then it becomes, I think, indisputable that continuing with Biden's administration's open border, low vetting policy is not compassionate. It's not an attempt to strengthen the nation. It is reckless, it is destructive, and it is based on pure partisan politics because they know that those people will vote Democrat. And I find that disgusting. If I said, hey, why don't we just import, white Anglo-Saxon Protestants from pick your country, because they're white, they're Anglo-Saxon, and they're Protestant, and we think they'll vote Republican, you'd say that's pretty racist, Michael. Well, I think what Biden was doing is pretty darn racist. But nobody wants to admit that. Nobody wants to say that. But it is. And in that vein, our patriotism is not unbounded generosity. Patriotism is about preserving a system where laws apply to every single one of us, regardless of where we originated from, how we got here, as long as we got here legally, are supporting ourselves, have assimilated, have become a part of the fabric of this nation. And I think regardless, or as many people like to say, irregardless, drives me nuts, regardless of the hardships that they're escaping from whatever country they came from. Truthfully, while it would be callous of me to say that I don't care about the hardships that they suffer in those countries, I don't to this extent. If you're escaping those hardships, then recognize that you're coming to a country where, oh, we have hardships of our own, but we don't have cannibalism, and we don't have human hunting, and we don't have, a communist country that disappears people. So if you're coming here to escape that, then recognize the country that you're coming to and be appreciative. And you're appreciative by assimilating, supporting yourselves, and not depending upon me and you to take care of you over here. Take care of yourself. So we need strong policies that will protect public resources from being hijacked by fraud and allowing the importation of people or groups of people whose behavior and whose mores, whose simple thinking, way of living undermines social trust and our values, who steal from those who work hard to contribute, they're not welcoming. And we're not being welcoming by allowing them. What are we doing? We become enablers, true enablers. Safeguarding our institutions, ensuring fiscal responsibility, demanding lawful behavior. And then if you do all of that, if you're entitled to, under our laws, to a permanent resident status or a temporary protected status, then that's fine. But without it, no. I think that our current system, if we enforce the law, is a system that would honor both citizens who pay taxes and those who genuinely seek the opportunity that this nation provides to people. And if we're ever going to restore faith in government or in our immigration system or in the idea of a shared American identity, then enforcing the law and revoking protections for those who abuse it, that's not cruelty. I think it's one of the most patriotic things that this nation can and should do.
Do you think the worst of the state government fraud cases have been uncovered, or do you have reason to believe there is more to come?
Oh, I think there's more. And look, we've got organized crime ring in Minnesota. I think it's been going on for years.
From feeding our...
Wait a minute. So you think there's an organized crime ring going on in Minnesota? What is it that you've been doing? What have you been trying to protect? What is it that you are protecting? It's fascinating to me that no one's holding any of these yahoos accountable. And then when you try to hold them accountable, you've got people like Keith Ellison that says...
And just first and foremost, one, your reaction to the president of the United States branding Somalis in Minnesota and in the country as quote-unquote garbage. And two, why do you think we have not heard one Republican elected official push back on the president's racist comments?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because the president happens to be right on this issue. This community, Ilhan Omar, who represents that community, I believe she is garbage. I do believe she is garbage. And the people that she represents and represents their values, and their values are to steal $1 billion from taxpayers all across the country, from single mothers working a couple of jobs trying to feed their kids. Yeah, stop it. Just stop it.
Well, the first thing, whenever the most powerful man in the world is referring to a group of Americans as garbage in subhuman terms, demonizing them,
If the moniker fits, the moniker fits. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Okay, all signed up. Easy. Now let's run payroll. What the? Hey, girl. I'm you with more gusto. Nice. Who's that? New social media manager, hired and onboarded with gusto. And spoiler, we're kind of famous now. Wait, we're famous? Oh, well, I'm famous. Payroll, benefits, and HR. Designed and built for small businesses. Choose a future with gusto.
As President Trump cuts the markets free from Washington red tape and job-killing regulations, the stage is set for life-changing stock market gains across defense, healthcare, energy, manufacturing, and more. Yet most Americans are at risk of missing out on the biggest fortunes this transformation could create. To change that, a new financial intelligence initiative, Money and Power, has been launched. The full details are revealed in an exclusive interview now available at insider2025.com. Paid for by Paradigm Press.
Now,
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.